Fog is a cloud lower than 50 feet above the ground. Fog is composed either of water droplets or ice crystals. Fog reduces visibility. Fog forms by either cooling the air to its dew point or by adding moisture to the air near the ground. In order for fog to form, you have to have a small temperature dew point spread. If you have a lot of condensation nuclei from combustion products, this makes fog prevalent in industrial areas. Fog is classified by the way it is formed. Advection fog and upslope fog require wind in order to exist. Advection fog, sometimes called sea fog, is formed when warm, moist air is pushed by winds and moves over colder ground or colder water. San Francisco is a good example of world-famous advection fog. Upslope fog is formed when moist, stable air is cooled to its dew point and wind moves the air up sloping terrain. The air is then cooled at the dry adiabatic lapse rate of approximately 3 degrees Celsius per 1,000 feet. Radiation fog, or ground fog, is formed when the sun goes down and when the earth loses its heat to radiation. You could say that the heat is radiated upward, and this is what cools the ground, which then cools the air in contact with it. When the air is cooled to within a few degrees of its dew point, fog will form. This fog usually forms in warm, moist air over low flatlands on clear, relatively windless nights. Precipitation fog, or rain-induced fog, is most commonly associated with frontal activity and is formed by relatively warm rain falling through cooler air. Evaporation of the precipitation saturates the cool air and fog forms. The reason we're talking about this type of fog is because it occurs in the proximity of precipitation, icing, turbulence, and thunderstorms, all of which are hazards. Steam fog forms in the winter when cold, dry air passes from land areas over comparatively warmer ocean waters. Low-level turbulence can occur, and icing can become hazardous in steam fog.